Welcome to the Equipping the Saints podcast. We're glad you're joining us today. Here is this week's teaching.
Hey, welcome everybody. So welcome to another episode of Equipping the Saints. I just wanted to join you guys tonight to continue our study in Romans. I know it's been a few months since we've done this study, since we've kind of dove into this book, but I just wanted to dive back into it. So we're going to get into that here soon, starting in chapter 1 of Romans in verse 25 and 26. And it can be kind of a controversial couple of verses because it can be taken one way, but in reality, if we read context, that it's totally meant for to be another way. So just don't mind my hair tonight. It's crazy, but I wanted to jump on here anyway, just to talk to you guys about it. So we're going to be in Romans, and I'm going to go ahead and share so we can kind of read it together. We're going to be in verses 26 and 27 tonight. Verse 26 in the ESV says, "For this reason, God gave them to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men, likewise, gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error." So let's dive into that. So we're going to start in verse 26, okay? In verse 26, or verse 25. Let's do 26. "For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions." Going back to verse 25, they're talking about exchanging truth for God, truth about God for a lie, and worshiping and idolatry and all this other stuff that was going on, okay? So I want us to keep that context of verse 24. It's talking about dishonoring their bodies and dishonoring, you know, God for the truth. I want us to keep on understanding those key context words, talking about the truth and dishonoring God, because it's vital that we understand what those mean. Okay, that they dishonored their bodies, among others, dishonoring their own bodies. Okay. Verse 25, "They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator." So they served inside instead of the creator. They served what was going on inside the person instead of the creator. And that's important for us to understand that. It's important for us to understand what that type of idolatry truly, truly means, that you're serving your own wants, your own needs, instead of serving what God wants. Okay. And then we move on and into pretty much verse 26, that "For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions." So God allowed them to have these dishonorable passions for each other because of what they've done, because they're not allowing themselves to be to glorify God. They're not using their deeds to glorify Him. So God's saying, "I allowed them to have these dishonorable passions inside of their crooked hearts, for them to do it, for them to for God to allow that to happen." See, we're all built that way. We're all built in a way to where there's nothing that we can do in our flesh to honor God. There's nothing inside of us coming out of the womb, even from conception, that can honor God. We have no way of doing so. There's nothing inside of us that allows us to do that. So here he's saying, "For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions." Paul is talking about that they were allowed to go do whatever they wanted to do, to have all these different passions, to have full-blown idolatry, that he gave it up. He allowed them to do so. That he gave them the capabilities, because they wouldn't put him first. Gave them the capabilities to do whatever they feel like they needed to do. If they wanted to honor another god, they would do so. If their actions were to sleep with other people that were the same gender, then they could do that. And it's all, and he said, for their women exchange natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. The relations were contrary to what was built, or the contrary to how the law was laid out, that they were allowed to do whatever they wanted to do. And only God can allow that to happen. Is it glorifying God? Absolutely not. But here we see that the people were just completely proving that they were not glorifying God, that they were not putting him above everything else. I did a study once on the book of Haggai. And Haggai was a special book, because it proves that people in their carnal minds and hearts are going to put God on the back burner. You're just going to. That there's other things in your life that are more important. And I think we go through that today. I think it's very, very evident that in our everyday lives, no matter what you do or no matter what the grind is, that we put God on the back burner, when God should be in our conversations. God should be in our relationships. God should be within our family. But we tend to, all the time, even myself, we tend to put God on the back burner and not put him first. And I think it's vital that we do so. I think it's vital that in everything that we do, that God is glorified, that God is honored for who he is, because he is the Almighty God, and he should be glorified in all of our deeds and all of our actions. So in verse 27, it goes on to say, "And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another." Gave up the natural passion of women, of having that compassion with a man and a woman, and gave it up for passion with one another, that they thought in their hearts, they thought in their minds that that's what they should do, that that was natural, that that was okay. See, God, once again, going back into verse 26, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Dishonorable. I want us to see that key word in the ESV, dishonorable. It's not honorable passions. If they were honorable passions, then they would be glorifying God. But we're talking about dishonorable passions. And going on into 27, they gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. The due penalty, the wrath of God for their error. Okay. The true penalty for what they have done. Understand, in Rome, these things were happening all the time. We read in the book of Corinthians the same way. The people in Corinth were doing the same thing, and we see things laid out consistently with, especially in Corinthians, with how the things they were doing, and then the corrections that Paul states inside his letter of how they should be, of how they should be following. And so it's vital to understand that here Paul is showing these errors. He's showing these errors to the people so that we can see it, and so that we can utilize it, that we can fix these errors as well inside of our lives, that idolatry is a real thing. This form of idolatry happens all the time. And it's one of the important things that we should follow as Christians is that we don't idolize things or inside of our carnal hearts, inside of our lives, that we should be idolizing a holy and sovereign God because he deserves that. It's not that he yearns that from us, because he don't, because he's up here and we're way down here, but he deserves it. It's about us taking our selfishness, our desires out of that and moving it into glorifying him. And here he's talking about true error, with how we've acted and how we've done, that men receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error, the true error of what we have done. Let me go back. And once again, I repeat, in verse 26 of Romans, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, true dishonor. And how often do we dishonor God with our passions? How often do we, like I said earlier, put things ahead of what we should honestly be glorifying him? We glorify ourselves. We glorify our finances. We glorify our families. We glorify all these different hobbies that are inside of our lives. And the only true glorifying that we should be doing is glorifying a sovereign God, a holy God, that it deserves all of that. So a little summary, verse 26. God gave them up to their dishonorable passions, gave the people up to their passions, whatever they wanted to do. He said, you can do it. He said, you can go for it. The women exchange natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. They're contrary to the norm, contrary to what the way it should be, to how it would be laid out on how it should be organized. And likewise, men gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with a passion for one another, consumed with the thoughts, with the ideas that they can be consumed with each other for relationship and for companionship. And it's vital that we understand that we see that it is an error. And the penalty is so much more than what we truly want. I'm here to tell you, friends, that it's vital that we do not want that penalty and that wrath on good that God can pour out for his justice and for his ultimate pleasure, because we have dishonored him, because we have shown that we are more important than he is. And we have shown that we don't put him in front of everything inside of our lives. I think it's vital that we see that these two verses here show us that we do not need to dishonor, that we are to honor a holy God all of the time. And I think Paul has given us that reminder here in verse 26 and 27. He's given us a true reminder that it is important that we see how we dishonor God and how we should ultimately honor him. He's given us instruction. And in the end, God's wrath is on the unrighteousness. The unrighteousness acts, the dishonorable passions that we have, the things that we put ahead of God that ultimately is an error. The end of verse 27, it says, shameless acts with men is what they did, receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. The due penalty of unrighteousness, the due penalty of dishonorable passions, the due penalty of not focusing on him and not glorifying him in the end, because he will be glorified. He will ultimately be glorified in the end. And here we're seeing forms of it here in the first chapter of Romans, which we're going to wrap up Here soon, we have about five more verses left in the chapter. And we're going to see more of dishonorable deeds, of dishonorable things towards God. He's kind of given us a list of these things, of examples of showing idolatry and showing how we ultimately put things ahead of Him. And so as we move forward in Romans, I encourage you to take notes. I encourage you to write these things down, take highlights of these different acts, of these different things, so you can see all the forms of idolatry throughout our study. So I just wanted to thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening to this message. Make sure you follow us on Equipping the Saints on Facebook and on YouTube. And there'll be more teachings here. I plan on to do it more regularly now to continue our study in Romans. We're probably going to take a little break here at the end of this month to go over something else for the Protestant Reformation, which is Reformation Day is coming up. So plan on doing a special study for that as well. And just try to break up the monotony of Romans, because we're going to be in Romans for quite some time as we finish up. I did some teachings at New Start Church as well over the book of Luke. And I also plan on to diving back into the book of Luke. I think I've ended up at the end of chapter 3, which you can find on YouTube as well. And we're going to continue diving into that, just kind of going back and forth so we can get more studies and complete that book as well. So I hope you were blessed with the study. Let us go ahead and pray before we finish up this evening. Heavenly Father, I'm so honored to go over your word tonight. We're honored to see these forms of idolatry inside of your word so that it gives us a reminder that we are to ultimately glorify you in the end, that we are to see that we don't put ourselves in front of you, that there's no way we can put ourselves in front of your holiness. Father, we're thankful for these opportunities to see this inside your scripture. To see it and to utilize it in our lives, that we are to put you in front of everything inside of our lives. Father, allow us to utilize this word throughout our weeks, throughout our months, and throughout our years here on this earth. But we know that there's so much more afterwards. Father, we're thankful for your mercy and thankful for the sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for watching this evening. We'll see you next week as we continue more in this book of Romans. We're going to go over verses 28 and 29, and we'll probably go into verse 32. We'll see kind of where it leads us. I'm thankful for doing this, guys. Join us next week, and we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening today. Subscribe to our podcast and listen to the weekly teaching.